Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the most must-listen podcast in the world. Welcome to GOAT News. I'm your host, The GOAT, and today I'm joined by my co-host, Green Central Sports.
Hello everybody, I'm back for the second day in a row.
Yeah, so it seems like we're back doing this stuff daily now, so hopefully that'll stay relevant for a while. We'll just see what happens. But today, let's start off talking about the NBA, because you already know, LeBron James, LBJ, the king, he passed Michael Jordan for the most consecutive 10-point games today with 867 games in a row with at least 10 points scoring. So, that's a huge milestone for him. Incredible game. The Cavs even picked up the victory, which is pretty awesome. And LeBron James just does not slow down. It's been over a decade since he didn't score 10 points.
Something also notable, Jordan took his whole career to get to that milestone. Of course, LeBron's been playing longer, but like 4 years or so longer, it's going to be a difference, but when it comes to this particular milestone, not really, because LeBron, he's 30, in his early 30s, and he was already doing this, and Jordan was in his late 30s or whatever, and he had to do this. So the fact that LeBron's just dominating the way he is now, the sky's the limit still for him when he's in his early 30s, which is kind of an old age in the NBA.
Yeah, he is sort of old for an NBA player. I guess by most NBA standards, 24 to like 30 is considered your prime, but LeBron James's prime just continues and he does not seem to be slowing down. And this is stuff Michael Jordan couldn't even do. And Michael Jordan was a great basketball player in his own right, but LeBron James, man, I still think he was better.
Yeah, I mean, there probably are some stats that we have not talked about that Jordan probably might have the edge over LeBron when his career is said and done. But, and obviously stats aren't everything, but as for everything, like we keep saying on this podcast, we both agree that LeBron is the better player than Jordan when it comes to the GOAT evaluation.
Yeah, definitely. He continues to do things that are unparalleled, and even more so, he continues to play great in his age with whatever team he's with, and he just does not show any signs of regression at all. But as far as today, I believe the 76ers picked up a win today, so they get to stay in the 4 seed for now.
And are Indiana, they that high?
Yeah, they're the 4
seed.
Oh, wow,
I didn't realize.
45-30, the Philadelphia 76ers, man, back in the playoffs for the first time in a long time, so that's nice for them. They got Miami is now the 7th seed, and it looks like Milwaukee is going to probably end up being a lock for the 8th seed, unless Detroit wins the rest of their games and Milwaukee loses like 2 or 3, but 6, 7, and 8 in the East are all really close. 4 and 5 are pulling away, and Boston and Toronto are pretty much a lock for 1 and 2, and Cleveland probably a guaranteed lock for 3. We'll see how that shapes up in the coming days. We know we still have a little bit left before the NBA playoffs, and we got to see how injuries affect the league. But LeBron James tonight, he was in his bag. 27 points. He almost had a triple-double. I think he was 2 rebounds away from the triple-double. He always seems to be rebound short, which is crazy that he always gets the assist. But tonight, Ben Simmons did have a triple-double. He never scores really well with his triple-doubles. He had like 11 points, but he's a great passer. People call him Magic Johnson, so we'll see what happens with him. But if we go over to the Western Conference right here, Houston picked up their game tonight. They picked up a W. Gerald Green hit a game winner. It was a close game with the Phoenix Suns, 104-103, and Gerald Green gets a corner inbound three and fires it up over 2 people, and it goes in. They win the game at the buzzer. James Harden crossed up Josh Jackson, broke his ankle, so that was pretty impressive. But the Rockets, red hot, going into the playoffs. What do you think about that?
It's scary to think what this team can do. If James Harden keeps playing the way he has, he's playing the best basketball of his life. And if he continues to do that, I don't see anybody in the West that will stop him. And also, I don't think you said, but I think that I heard that they clinched the number one seed in the West.
Yeah, they did. So their last 10 games, they're 10-0. They're on an 11-game win streak. And they're 30-8 on the road and 32-6 at home. So that obviously is the best for any team in the Western Conference. Better than any team in the East, too. So that's pretty impressive to see Houston just dominant on the road and at home. Great win percentage. They continue to play well. They're 12-3 in the division, and they're on fire right now. And they're 39-8 in conference play, so that's really an impressive stat to see. Now, going to the playoff race, Denver and LA still have a chance to get this 8 seed from the Pelicans, but the Pelicans took a loss today to the Cavs, which they needed to win that game. But Utah and the Pelicans are tied right now for games, 43-33. And then we got Minnesota and OKC, and San Antonio's tied with 44 wins, 33 losses. So this is really going to be a tight race. But Golden State, Houston, kind of the same as Boston and Toronto. They're locks for 1 and 2 seed. And we got the Cavs, Portland Trailblazers, the 3 seed. So that'll be interesting to see in the 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. That could all change here soon, because what I want to see is I want Portland to be on the opposite side of Houston. So essentially, if they're on the opposite side, then I would like to see Houston and Portland in the Western Conference Finals, and I want to see the Cavs and probably the Sixers in the Western Conference or the Eastern Conference Finals, because those two matchups excite me the most out of any of these, just due to injuries and all that kind of thing. But just think, if Portland had never gotten rid of LaMarcus Aldridge, how much better that team would be.
But you got to think, at the same time, they probably would be better, but at the same time, would that have allowed Damian Lillard to emerge as the star of the team, really the leader, the great player that he is?
That's a good point, but the last time they did make that deep run in the playoffs, they did have LaMarcus Aldridge. True. And Damian Lillard was pretty hot. He was averaging about 30 for the series, and he hit that game winner on Chandler Parsons to go on to the next round. That. So, Damian Lillard, I mean, I touched about this in my article today, that he is probably one of the more underrated players in the league, and I still think he is. I don't think he's appreciated enough. Damian Lillard, one of the most physically dominant point guards in the NBA, probably one of the best shooters in the NBA. He can shoot from just about anywhere, and if he gets hot, you cannot stop him. I mean, he's had 60-point games, 50-point games, and still people don't respect his game, and no one even thinks that Portland has a chance in the playoffs. But I think Portland has a real shot due to their injury situation and Damian's ability to get hot and be clutch.
Now, I guess this kind of contradicts the point I made a second ago about Damian Lillard running the show. But say he had another star with him, imagine how good people would think he is, because if he could do what he's doing alone, just imagine how he'd look with a star.
Yeah, CJ McCollum's the only thing he has that's about a star right now. And CJ, while he is a scorer, I mean, he's not the caliber scorer that Aldridge was. I mean, he's very good, but he's not as consistent as Aldridge is, because Aldridge is like a 22-10 game every game. That's what he does. And that's something else I touched on, was the Spurs as one of my sleeper teams for the playoffs. I gave them the honorable mention just because people don't realize Kawhi Leonard could be back for the playoffs. And LaMarcus Aldridge is carrying the Spurs.
Yeah, I think this is kind of a little late to say it, but I still think to this day, I thought this time it happened, I think LaMarcus Aldridge made a mistake leaving Portland, because they got out in the first round, they didn't have home advantage, and the Grizzlies were good that year, and I still think they were kind of not really at their primes yet. If they had gotten more time to gel, I think this team would have been really, really good.
Yeah, totally agree. They left, well, not really they, I guess just Aldridge, he left two of the youngest stars in the NBA. And we now see that CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard are turning into two primetime players in the NBA. And it's crazy to see that LaMarcus Aldridge went to a team that's just a bunch of old veterans, right, and he just basically got an older team and a slightly better contract when he could have stayed with a younger team for just a little bit less money and maybe a better chance.
Yeah, because if I were Aldridge, I would have thought, I'm not having a chance with a bunch of old veterans against a team like Golden State. Like, probably not any team would have beaten them, but still, I mean, he would have had a chance with the young guys versus the old guys.
Yeah, for sure. But real quick, before we move on to something else, give me your top three most underrated players in the NBA.
Huh. That's a tough question. I never really thought about that before. I put maybe Damian Lillard as that, maybe even Aldridge, because since he was kind of overshadowed by all the guys on the Spurs, since they've been running the show for so many years, the fact that now he's carrying that whole team, I think is a really good indicator of how great of a player he is.
Yeah, that's true. He is very underrated. You got one more.
God, I've never really thought this through, but could you maybe say someone like Jimmy Butler, maybe?
Maybe. That's not a bad idea. I guess that is something that could be underrated. I didn't really think about it like that, but
I apologize. I've really not thought this through.
No, it's okay. It was an on-the-spot question, but I would say for me, number one is probably Kemba Walker.
Okay.
And the reason being is Kemba is now, we touched on this in the last episode, the franchise leading scorer for the Charlotte Hornets. Never gets any respect. Barely has been an all-star in his career. I mean, he's made it many times, but just barely. And, like, the fact that he is that good and that, like, disrespected just baffles me because he is consistently a great player. Sorry about that. That is my computer going off. He is consistently one of the best players at the point guard position in the league when it comes to dishing the rock and scoring and playing like a point guard. And then number two has to be Damian Lillard for me. Damian Lillard, we've touched on it. He's just underrated. People doubt him. People think he's not the leader. People think he doesn't have the ability to score.
Not a leader.
Yeah, people do not think he's a leader. People do not respect Portland as a franchise.
Have you said your third one yet?
No, my third one.
I just thought of a guy.
My third one's Lou Williams. Never in his whole career.
You talk about him a lot.
Yeah, has he had respect? He didn't even make the All-Star game. Better numbers than Klay Thompson. Better numbers than half the people in the All-Star game. But instead, we're going to put big names in the All-Star game instead of sweet Lou Williams, who's had multiple 50-point games this season. And instead, we put in Klay Thompson, who's just a splash bro that the hype beast love.
I just thought of a guy, he may not be underrated, but I kind of think he might be Russell Westbrook, because he's, the team he's on, I mean, they're pretty good now, but the team last year, people thought he was probably no good because he couldn't carry the team past Houston, but that team was just him. If we had a guy like Durant, like, he should have made the finals against Golden State, should have beaten Golden State for the finals, to make it to the finals 2 years ago, and if that would have happened, Durant might have never even left Oklahoma City.
Yeah, that's definitely true. If Oklahoma City had not been the original blowers of the 3-1 lead, then I would say Durant would still be on the OKC Thunder, and the NBA would be completely different because Paul George would not be on the Thunder. Melo would not be on the Thunder. The whole league would be changed. Melo would not be in New York, but where he would be, I have no clue. And PG-13 would probably be on the Cavs or the Celtics right now. And Blake Griffin probably would have moved to the Celtics.
Now, here's a question, I guess, before we move on from the NBA. If Harden, well, say Harden, you probably think he's the number one for the MVP right now.
Should be, or LeBron James.
Now, how close is the race between Harden and LeBron?
I think it's neck and neck. I mean, people think that Harden's running away with it just because of what he's doing and how well his team's doing. But if we look at real numbers here, LeBron James' teams are highly ineffective without him. He makes the teams 100 times better. You take LeBron off the Cavs, they're not a championship team. They're not even the 8 seed. You put LeBron on the Cavs, they're always going to win whatever conference they're in, whether that be in the regular season with the best record or in the postseason by winning the whole thing, sweeping people and making it to the finals.
Now, you've probably heard this before. I do not know if I've discussed this on this podcast, but one of our friends we know, he said that if you're judging the true MVP, it should go to the best player in the league who is the most valuable to his team. And if you're judging it off that, forget stats, give it to LeBron James every single year, except for the years when Kobe had it, because he's truly the best player in the league, and he shows that, I guess, everything on the court is down without him.
Yeah, everything runs through LeBron, and without him, teams just can't score. And when he's on the court, other teams can't score. Because his defense is so good, he makes everybody around him better. So LeBron James probably should have been the MVP at least like 7 or 8 times. But obviously the hype beast in the world want to give it to other people.
Well, this year it's pretty close, I have to say.
Yeah, but James Harden probably will get it. People will give it to the flashiest players. They give it to the people that are breaking ankles.
It's all about stats.
It's all about record, really. True. If you look at the last MVPs in the league, I'll look this up right now. Just to see who the past MVPs were. I know Kevin Durant was MVP. I know Russell Westbrook was last year. And if we look at Westbrook, OKC was one of the best records in the league. Steph Curry, 2 years in a row, best record in the league. Kevin Durant for the OKC, best record in the league. LeBron James to the Heat twice. They were just the best team in the Eastern Conference. Right. And then you got Derrick Rose, who was leading a measly team, and he just had a historic season. Right. Derrick Rose probably deserved that MVP.
Yeah, I gotta say, the fact that Curry got it twice in a row is ridiculous. Once I could have gotten by, but twice in a row...
And he's the first ever unanimous MVP. I have a problem with that because there's no way that LeBron James should not have been unanimous MVP. I mean, a four-time MVP, and he's not unanimous once. And then you got guys like Magic Johnson, who's never been unanimous, Jordan. I mean, you've always got that one guy that's just trolling out there on the votes.
I mean, just because Golden State had the best record in the NBA, Golden State had the best team. Cleveland has the best, most viable player. Give it to LeBron that year.
Right. It's not most valuable team, it's most valuable player.
Right.
So, let's move on to a different topic. We've got just like two more topics to talk about pretty much. So, number one, the NHL. The Preds took another W last night. Right. We saw that. They can't be stopped, to be honest. They're the greatest team to ever skate. So, that's nice to see. But do you have any big surprises about the NHL standings as they are now?
Look them up. I don't think the Western Conference standings have changed too much over the past few days. I've not checked the scores for tonight. I'm looking it up right now. Last time I checked, I think the Blues and the Ducks still held the number 1 and 2 wildcard spots, which are pretty much the 7 and 8 seeds, if you think NBA. Oh, no. The Avalanche and Blues now. Avalanche are the 1 wildcard spot with 92 points. And the Blues are the 2 wild card spot with 91. They're tied by the Ducks in points, but they're ahead of the Ducks right now because they have more regulation or overtime wins. So, yeah, that conference is really, really neck and neck. And I really hope either the Avalanche finish the 8 seed or the Blues get knocked out of the playoffs. I do not want to have to do a rematch against the Blues this year. I think we'd win, but just rematch scares me. And I don't want to play the Blues or the Ducks. And I'd be more confident playing the Ducks because I think their prime is definitely past. They're a bunch of old veterans, but just having to do a rematch scares me.
Yeah, well, I don't know, because I think I would rather play the Blues in a rematch because we know we can beat them. I'd feel more confident going into a game knowing I've already beat a team pretty badly than having to go into a game where I haven't really played that team that much. So, for me, let's think of this going back to basketball. If LeBron James walks into a game and he knows he's playing the Atlanta Hawks, who he's swept multiple times in his career, right, or he goes against somebody like the new age Philadelphia 76ers, he's going to feel more confident against the Atlanta Hawks than the 76ers.
Right. I mean, I'd just rather go against a team like the Avalanche, who has zero playoff experience and going to be overwhelmed by the atmosphere in Nashville in the playoffs. Just, I don't think they'll have much of a chance.
Yeah, so that we'll see how that shapes up. But let's talk about one last thing.
Can I talk about, I still have the East to talk about.
Okay.
The Eastern Conference, the Lightning and Bruins are actually neck and neck for the Atlantic Division title. The Lightning have 108, the Bruins have 107. So that is a really... And Maple Leafs have 101. They're probably going to Maple Leafs will finish as a 3 seed, but the 1 and 2 seeds in the Atlantic Division are really, really neck and neck. And I'm pretty sure it's been kind of a tight race between the Devils and Panthers for the last seed in the playoffs, but I'm pretty sure the Devils are going to get it. The Panthers never seem to be able to catch them. They get close, but they always seem to kind of lose that last spot before they get in. So I think what you're seeing in the East right now, you're going to see at least the teams that are in the playoffs will get in.
Yeah. Definitely agree with that. But let's go to one more thing. We won't give predictions for this, but tomorrow is the Final Four, as we well know. So we've got Loyola Chicago, the Cinderella story, versus Michigan, and Kansas versus Villanova. Now, we won't give any predictions just because we're going to save that for tomorrow, but there are a lot of good players left in this tournament. Kansas and Villanova both have people that can take over games, people that will go high in the draft. Michigan, not as much. Loyola Chicago, not as much. We don't really know. But we'll just see how these games play out. This should be a fun Final Four, and then we got the championship game. Should be, what, April 2nd?
Yeah.
So April 2nd, we got the championship game. It's going to be the winner of Kansas-Villanova taking on the winner of Loyola-Chicago-Michigan. So we'll just see how that winds up. It should be pretty fun. Tomorrow, I know we will be watching it.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be rooting on some teams. We won't spoil who we're rooting for. We won't spoil who we think's going to win. But I hope you guys did enjoy this podcast, as that is all the time we have for today, folks. So make sure you guys favorite us on Anchor. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Check out our YouTube channels. Mine's all caps, The Goat. You can find me there. His is Green Central Sports. Look that up. You'll be able to sub to him. You'll see both of us up there. Click the links in one of our videos. You'll find our social medias, our Twitter, Instagram, etc. And also, if you click a link in the description of one of my videos, you will find my merchandise, my apparel store. So make sure you guys go check that out. But it's been the one, the only, The Goat, and I'm out. Until next time.
All right, see you guys later.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.